Scott Engel with Kenley Jansen. Kenley, a little bit of a bumpy start to the regular season for you, but then you turn into the Kenley Jansen we all know. When things weren't going quite your way early in the season, was it anything mechanically or pitch selection wise, and how did you correct things?
I think it's just rust. I wasn't ready. They was. And, you know, it's just, I got accepted, man. Like, my hammy was bugging me that time. You know, that kind of pushed me back in spring training, that I start really late and not having that enough inning in spring training. I'm not making an excuse. I hate doing that, but it's just the realistic of it. I wasn't quite off ready yet. And, you know, that hurt. But, you know, I just stay tough mentally and know that I can do the job and believe in myself. And here I am, you know, I just turn it around. So that's the one thing that motivate me when, you know, media was on me and, you know, try to make me, like, feel the heat or whatever. That kind of give me a kind of edge of motivation and to show everybody that, you know, who I am. And, you know, stuff can happen, you know. And the fact that, you know, it happened with me early this year, you know, just that's a good thing for me to just kind of know myself and see if I can turn the season around and know who I am and see, you know, that I could do the job. And, you know, here I am having a great season again.
You talk about being mentally tough. You know, we've talked about this before. You see so many guys around the leagues, like, losing their closer job, not just for injury, but for performance. Do you believe that you have to be mentally tough to be a closer?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean,
is it different than the other?
Let me tell you, that April was rough. I mean, yeah, it was rough for me everywhere. I mean, we're talking about giving up 3-run lead, giving up 2-run lead, giving up a homer to panic, lose the game. I won't forget that, you know. I mean, it was, hey, let me tell you, it was tough. But that's the one thing I'm not going to let that taking advantage of me is my mind. I always will make sure I have control over my mind and stay strong and believe in yourself, visualize it. That's the one thing that helped me a lot, too, having a guy like Dave Roberts as our manager, that, you know, every time I go to him on my tough time, my rough time, talk to him, and he just keep feeding me with the positive stuff. And, you know, when I was thinking too much mechanics, he was telling me to visualize how to close the game like he used to do it last year. And I started doing it, and you don't think about mechanics, you don't think about anything, and next thing you know, you start closing games out. So that's the one thing I keep doing. Stay positive, make sure I'm, you know, my mind is tough, and visualize a lot of positive thoughts and visualize how you close the game, and that helped me tremendously.
Does a closer have to have a different mentality than another type of relief pitcher? There's talk about a closer mentality. I've talked to you about it in the past and other closers. Do you have to have a different mentality to be consistently effective in the ninth inning?
Oh yeah, you have to. I mean, you gotta put things through your past. You gotta, very short memory. You gotta make that switch. You're talking about, you know, for me to say my experience when that happened, I stay a little bit longer in the clubhouse. Why I'm staying a little longer in the clubhouse? Because I don't want to take it home with me to my family. So once I leave that family, I already switch my mind to tomorrow and just go to my kids and my wife and have a great time at home and come back the next day positive and try to do it again. So to me, you gotta have that mindset. And, you know, you can't put pressure on yourself, and, you know, you gotta go out there and do the job. That's the thing about closing. You know, to other mid relievers, I mean, the ball's in your hand, the game is on your hand. You know, you're either gonna lose it or win it.
Now, you talk about home, you talk about family. You know, there's a lot of guys, your countrymen, who've been very successful, like Jonathan Scope and Didi Gregorius. Do you follow those guys? Do you keep in touch with those guys? And is it a sense of pride when people who come from where you do, you know, are doing well in the majors?
You know, I follow them all the time. I don't stay in contact. Like with Jonathan, once in a while I talk to him. But the other guys, I don't. Like Simmons once in a while, but I love watching them, man. I love watching Didi putting numbers, putting good stuff, represent us, represent the flag, and, you know, represent Derek Jeter, man. I mean, you know, that's the great thing to see how Didi is doing it. Jonathan Scope is really doing it. I mean, this year is a little bit better for him with his, you know, I talked to him a little bit about, you know, his injuries. That kind of slowed him down a little bit. But Simmons, you know, he's just killing it over there. And, you know, talk about three-time Gold Glove, one of the best shortstop in the league, him and Didi. And Drugstrom Profar, man, I love seeing how he's coming a long way. I mean, you know, he's tried to find his, you know, his shots to be in the big leagues. And the fact that sometimes, you know, for him, the luck didn't run too much with him. But now that he's getting his chance, you know, he's doing it. So I'm very proud to see, you know, all those guys from Curacao doing it. And either Bogarts, I love watching him. It's not a guy, you know, even though he's from Aruba, I kind of feel like it's our country. So we're the same people, and, you know, watching them doing it, man, it make me happy and feel proud to be be from Curacao, and it's proud to see, you know, Bogarts doing it. It make me proud to see how, you know, how he represent Aruba.
So, not that you know how it works, but in fantasy baseball, you're one of the top closers picked. You're one of the first guys picked. When they have an auction, usually people spend the most money on you and Aroldis Chapman. How do you react when you hear that? When people say, hey, you know, Kenley Jansen, I drafted you for my fantasy baseball team. You're one of my top picks.
Oh, I mean, you know, I really don't think about that. But that's awesome. That's an honor, to be honest with you. That showed me that I come a long way. Never thought a guy from Curacao, you know, dream, want to play in the major league. Growing up watching the Braves play in the 90s. And, you know, I'm coming a long way, man, and see myself now in the big leagues. And, you know, people want to have me in their fantasy draft. That's awesome. That's a dream come true. So I'm just keep living it, live every moment of this major league, and try to be the best every day I can be.
Last one for you. I know you're a Packers fan. We already talked about it. How you feeling about the team this year? Aaron Rodgers is back healthy. No Jordy Nelson. He's in Oakland. And we're not sure who's going to start at running back.
Oh, man. You know, this year I kind of feel a little uncomfortable about it, to be honest with you. So, you know, they kind of got rid of all Aaron Rodgers guys. And that kind of – I kind of don't like that, to be honest with you. So – hopefully, you know, he will stay as a Packers, because losing Aaron Rodgers won't be great either, you know. So hopefully he stays. And we'll see, man. We'll see how it goes this year, man. Last year was rough, you know, see him down most of the time, you know, but we keep support, keep loving them. And hopefully this year they can put it together and make a run out of it.